Bible reading number 96, Deuteronomy 8 verses 1 through 20. God has given you the power to take the land. Moses continued, "You must carefully obey every command that I command you today. Then you will live and increase in number, and you will go in and take possession of the land which the Always Present One has vowed to your ancestors. And you must remember the whole journey that the Always Present One, your God, has led you on in the desert for these past 40 years. God wanted to take away your foolish pride. He tested you to discover what was in your heart. He wanted to know whether you would obey His commands or not. God humbled you. He let you get hungry. Then He fed you with manna. Manna was something which neither you nor your ancestors had ever experienced. This was to teach you that mankind does not live on food alone. Instead, he lives on every word which comes out of the mouth of the Always Present One. During these past 40 years, your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell up. And with your heart, you have known that the Always Present One, your God, does correct you. He corrects you just as a father corrects his son. So you must obey the commands of the Always Present One, your God, by living as He has commanded you and by revering Him. Why? Because the Always Present One, your God, is bringing you into a good land. The land has streams, fountains, and springs flowing in the valleys and in the hills. It is a land of wheat, barley, grapevines, fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey. It is a land where you will have plenty of food. You will have everything you need there. The stones are made of iron, and you can dig copper out of its hills. You will have all you want to eat. Then you will praise the Always Present One, your God. He has indeed given you a good land. Watch yourselves. Then you won't forget about the Always Present One, your God, and start disobeying His commands, His rules, and His laws, which I am commanding you today. Otherwise you will eat all you want, and you will build nice houses and live in them, and your herds and your flocks will get bigger and bigger, and your money will grow, and you will have more and more of everything. Then your heart will become proud, and you will forget about the Always Present One, your God. He brought you out of the land of Egypt, where you were once slaves. God led you through the vast and terrible desert. It had poisonous snakes and stinging insects. It was dry. There was no water. But God brought water out of solid rock. God fed you manna in the desert. Manna was something which your ancestors had never experienced. God wanted to humble you and to test you. He did it so that things would go well for you in the days ahead. Otherwise, you might think to yourself, "I am rich because of my own strength and power." So you must remember the Always Present One, your God. Why? Because it is He who gives you the power to become rich. He confirms His covenant, which He promised to your ancestors. So it is today. This is how it will be. If you truly forget about the Always Present One, your God, and you do follow other gods and worship them, and you do bow down to those gods, then I testify against you today that you will be utterly destroyed. The Always Present One will destroy the other nations ahead of you, and you will be destroyed in the same way if you do not obey the Always Present One, your God.